The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Sisko. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Sisko.
Hello, I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. I hope your new year is off to a good start as we're 4 days in. I'm feeling pretty good about the new year. I don't know about you. It feels quite optimistic, and I feel lots of opportunity for personal growth and transformation. But what I'm noticing personally, as I'm able to transform any negative thoughts or feelings much easier. And that's always good news as far as I'm concerned. So that's really exciting. And I love this time of year. I have several favorite times, but I love the beginning of the new year, because to me, it's just a fresh start, and we all get to start all over again. So whatever it is that we want to create in our life, we get to do it. You know, there's this clean slate of possibilities and hope, and what do we want to let go of that doesn't feel good or doesn't serve us any longer? And what do we want to bring in that feels good, that's joyful, that's playful, and fun? Imagine that, fun. We love fun. I talk about fun because it's such a reminder for myself to always incorporate it. But I have to say, I'm really proud of myself and my husband, that we actually had a lot of fun this holiday season. We were very social, got together with friends, had friends over. So it's really just been a great time, and really have that, you know, loving and open and optimistic feeling for the new year. So with that, I want to share a couple of prayers with you, and I've shared them in the past, but they're a couple of my favorite prayers, and one is on gratitude and the other is on abundance. Two wonderful things in life. So let me start. This is the prayer for gratitude. From the God, Goddess of my being, I give forth thanks for the love that I am, for the love in my life, and the love that surrounds me. Thank you. Thank you for the miracle of life that I am. And thank you for the miracle life of life I see reflected all about me. Thank you for the gift of life that I am. Thank you for this perfect body, my health, and well-being. Thank you. Thank you for the abundance that I am. And thank you for the abundance I see reflected all about me. Thank you for the riches and the richness of my life, and thank you for the river of money which flows to me and through me. Thank you. Thank you for the excitement and adventure of the millions of wondrous possibilities and wondrous probabilities. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderment, and thank you for the joy. Thank you for the beauty and harmony of this life. Thank you for the peace and tranquility. Thank you for the laughter, and thank you for the play. And thank you for the privilege of serving and sharing the gift that I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. And let's take a deep breath in and slowly breathe out. That's such a beautiful prayer, and I'd love to just take that deep breath in to really absorb it into my being. And the next prayer I want to read to you is on abundance. So let me begin. From the light of God that I am, from the love of God that I am, from the power of God that I am, from the heart of God that I am, I decree. I dwell in the midst of infinite abundance. The abundance of God is my infinite source. The river of life never stops flowing. It flows through me into lavish expression. Good comes to me through unexpected avenues, and God works in a myriad of ways to bless me. I now open my mind to receive my good. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing is too wonderful to have happen. I am open to possibilities. With God as my source, nothing amazes me. I am not burdened by thoughts of past or future. One is gone, the other is yet to come. By the power of my belief, coupled with my purposeful, fearless actions and my deep rapport with God, my future is created and my abundance made manifest. I ask and accept that I am lifted in this and every moment into higher truth. My mind is quiet. From this day forward, I give freely and fearlessly into life, and life gives back to me with magnificent increase. Blessings come in expected and unexpected ways. God provides for me in wondrous ways. I am indeed grateful, and let it be so. And let's take another deep breath in and breathe out. So I have a couple of ideas and suggestions for the new year. So if you haven't had time to do any self-reflection, I think this would be a great time. I have been doing that for myself, and it's kind of fun and exciting. So I know some people are really good at setting goals and creating their action steps. And if that works for you, that's wonderful. So I would suggest creating some new goals for the new year, and always start with just a couple. And, you know, choose dates that feel reasonable for you and create your action steps every week. And assess at the beginning of every week where you're at. So what you've accomplished, what needs to be fine-tuned. That way, when you're checking in on a weekly basis, you will see your action and you will see your accomplishments. And that's always rewarding to see, but that also shows you that you are moving forward and creating what you want. And I also work with people who goal setting doesn't really work for them. So another approach that I use is imagine that you're putting puzzle pieces together. So you have this visual of a goal or a dream or something in mind, and you may have an idea of what it is. You may not know all the pieces. You might not know all the steps, but, you know, you have a general feel for it. So imagine that you are creating and taking action of putting these puzzle pieces into place informing the whole picture of your vision. So each step will come to you. This is a bit more of an intuitive process versus a linear process for the right brain people. But each step will come to you. You'll take action and you'll really be seeing yourself putting those puzzle pieces in place. If you're an artist, you could draw it, creating those pieces and letting your picture form and your vision form. And I have been doing that for myself, so I'm excited to tell you that I have been doing some fine-tuning and tweaking with my business, and my business is now going to be all about love. How wonderful is that? Who doesn't want love in their life? Who doesn't want to be loved? We all want to be loved. For some of us, it's a little bit more challenging to receive, but we all want to be loved. So I am going to be working with women to help them find love, to help them clear away those old hurts and wounds of the past where they're not feeling lovable so they can be loved. And there's also a population of people out there, I'm sure it's men and women, who kind of have given up on the whole dating thing. It's too difficult. It's too challenging. They've kind of opted out. They've tried and they're not meeting people that they're interested in. So, you know, they've kind of just withdrawn. And that's really so sad. So sad for me to hear, because the only ones the person is hurting is themselves. They're cutting themselves off from their flow. They're cutting themselves off from loving themselves fully. They're cutting themselves off from sharing in that expression of love and giving and receiving. So I'm going to be working with that population as well to help them really re-engage and reconnect to their own personal heart center and to lift away all that old, those old stories, really old stories and old patterns that are just not serving them and cutting them off from their flow. So that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to working with that population as well. And then my other service that's really, really fun and exciting is the whole divine matchmaking piece of helping people to really find love, to find the person, the companion that they can share their life with, to share experiences with, to create new experiences and adventures, to have that level of intimacy and passion that they've wanted, because it all really is possible. You know, as part of this human experience, we're here to learn and grow. And what happens is with our hurtful experiences, we put layers of protection over our heart. And for some of us, and I know I did, I had many, 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 many layers of protection over my heart because I didn't want to be hurt again or was too afraid to be loved. So I get it because I lived it, and I lived it for a long time until I was willing to make a new choice, because that way of life for me was not any fun. You know, it was okay. It was adequate. You know, I think that's that whole opting out piece. We just kind of settle, like status quo is really okay, and it's crazy because it's not okay. It's not okay at all. Why wouldn't we be willing to live our lives to the fullest with full possibility and full joy? You know, this life really is about joy. It is about learning and experiencing and growing, but we do have a choice of how we learn. We can learn through pain and suffering, and most of us learn that way. I know I did. But we can choose. We can choose to start learning and living through joy. This was actually one of my intentions I came up with the other day. I choose to learn through joy and experience through joy. And feel free to use that and borrow that, because this is my intention that I'm going to be working with probably all year long, but certainly for the first quarter of this year. So it's important to, you know, be willing to let go of our old patterns and to experience this new sense of joy in our life. It doesn't have to be a burden, and it doesn't have to be a struggle. So I'm going to be sharing several stories with you today of clients that I have been working with, and I'm going to share their stories of transformation. Because they're just like you and me. You know, they felt the hurt, they felt the heartache, and they got tired of it. And they sought help, and they came to work with me. So I'm looking forward to sharing these stories with you. I want to tell you that I am offering a special just for today only. If you would like to sign up for one of my coaching and healing sessions for just today only, a 1-hour session is $47. So you would need to email me today at info@reginasisco.com. And you can learn more about my services and upcoming classes in January and throughout the year by going to my website at info@reginasisco.com and go to the events tab. And we'll be back after the break.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisco.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisco.com to get started.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and today I'm sharing some transformational stories of clients that I have worked with regarding healing their issues of fears and old patterns that aren't working for them, and fear of being rejected and feeling unloved. These are amazing stories of transformation. And I also wanted to tell you that I'm offering a 1-hour individual coaching and healing session for only $47, and this offer is good for today only. So take advantage. Email me at info@reginasisco.com today, to schedule. So when someone comes to see me, they want to change. They are ready to change what's not working in their life. So they're not having the results they want, or they've been stuck in fear and old patterns of not believing in themselves. So when someone makes that decision, you know, these women and men are really, really brave. And, you know, I appreciate them so much in the steps that they're taking of choosing to move forward and to heal and transform themselves so that they can have the life and relationship that they want to have. It's a beautiful and an amazing thing, and I'm so blessed, lucky, and grateful that I get to be of service in this way. And so I'm going to be sharing some stories with you. So one of my clients, her name was Rachel, and I worked with her for a year. And she had been married in the past. It wasn't a good marriage or relationship, and got divorced. She had two kids that she raised by herself. So she did, naturally, what everybody does, is she put walls up around her heart to protect herself, and so that no one could ever really get close to her again. And also, as a result, she isn't able to get close to anyone either. Does that sound familiar to any of you? I know that's the same thing I did when I got divorced. But she wanted a real love relationship, and she wanted to get rid of this pain that she knew she was holding on to. And she probably had been divorced a good 8 years or so when she came to see me. So my clients, where they're at, everyone has different beliefs and different perspectives, and I have a variety of tools that I work with. Some practical types of tools, meditation tools, and the energy healing work that I. So we initially started on clearing the hurt, rejection, resentment, and regret that she was carrying around, which was just a huge, huge burden. And we did that by having her share her story, telling me about the patterns of the relationships that she had had since she had a divorce. And in this process, it creates a new awareness of her choices and her behaviors. So I gave her some tips and techniques on being aware of the choices that she was making in her life. And she was able to see the pattern that she had created and was able to make new choices. And the focus is making new choices that are good. Not just making choices just as a matter of routine, but paying attention to what our choices feel like. I also uncovered patterns of unworthiness, undeservingness, and her not feeling lovable. Also very normal in those relationship breakup types of issues. So again, I taught her new techniques to use to help her release these feelings. And there's sort of an energetic tool, a little bit of a meditation of using the violet flame and releasing these feelings of hurt and rejection, feeling unlovable, into this violet flame. And the violet flame transmutes and transforms these feelings back to divine love. We also did some meditation work to help her connect to her inner child, which is a really important connection piece I talked about last week on the show. And a tool for healing that child who needs to be loved so deeply. And then we also worked on forgiveness. So going back to forgiving, you know, her former spouse, that relationship, forgiving herself, and forgiving others. And it's really, really important piece and a huge healing and transformation piece when we are able to do that level of forgiveness work. And she made tremendous strides with that. And it was beautiful to see. So for me, as I watch my clients make these new choices and have these new awarenesses and aha moments, if you will, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see because the person is literally transforming before my eyes. From week to week, they tell me their new choices. They tell me the new awarenesses that they've had. And, you know, they literally are looking lighter, happier, more joyful through the process. And that was really fun to see. And with Rachel, she wasn't that familiar with energy work. So I took my time with introducing that type of work to her. But after several months, she was willing to give it a try. And she loved, 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 loved the results. I was able to clear some of those old beliefs that she had about herself, really some deep-seated beliefs of feeling unlovable and not being loved, and, you know, kind of went back to how her parents had treated her as a child, but really clearing some old deep-seated patterns. And what was so beautiful about her, when she was felt like she was finishing with our time together, she said, "Regina, I actually have experienced the feeling of bliss." She goes, "I've never felt this before in my whole life, but I have experienced the feeling of bliss." I'm like, "Wow, that's wonderful. How amazing is that?" She says, "You know, I don't experience, you know, 24/7, but, you know, I'm able to experience it for longer and longer periods of time." So she was at that space where she had healed her heart and was willing to open her heart to herself, but also willing to open her heart and share her heart with a new partner. So her whole attitude about relationships and dating and looking for love had completely changed and transformed. And, you know, she was off back and dating again and enjoying herself instead of feeling like it was a ball and chain around her ankles. So that was an amazing, amazing process to see. I have a caller on the line that I'm going to go ahead and bring in now. Robin?
Hi.
Hi, this is Regina. So let me introduce you. So Robin has graciously called in today, and Robin is a client, and we have done several sessions together, and I asked her to call in and share some of her experiences with me. Just so you could hear it from someone else's perspective besides me. So thanks for calling in today, Robin.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we are going to be heading to break here just in a few minutes, but I wanted to just go ahead and get started in talking about why you came in to see me initially. So when you first came in to see me, you were experiencing feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. And I've actually felt that most of my life. And I'm an energy healer myself, so feeling that burden of needing to touch everyone on the planet so that they can receive healing was stifling, and I wasn't actually enjoying my work or my life because I felt that burden all the time.
Mm-hmm. So it felt, did it literally feel like heavy, a heaviness on your shoulders?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what else did it feel like? Did it feel like you were like a big burden? I kind of have this image like you're like dragging this big boulder behind you.
Yes, it actually did feel like that. Yes, and it brought up feelings of failure or not being good enough or not doing my purpose here. It just fed into all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so as a result of that, you wanted to come in and make some changes so that you could be free and free from that burden and enjoy your life more, correct?
Correct, yes.
Oh. Okay. So I think actually what I want to do here, Robin, before we go on with the rest of the process, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then we'll continue on when I come back from the break. Does that sound good?
Wonderful. I'll be here.
Okay. So you can learn more about my services and work by going to my website at www.reginasisco.com. And as I had mentioned, I am offering a one-hour individual coaching and theta healing session for only $47, good for today only. So email me at info@reginasisco.com to schedule. And we'll be back after the break.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisco.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also, check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisco.com to get started.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
It's America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm sharing stories of my clients and their personal transformation, which is inspiring and uplifting. And I have one of my clients on the line right now. Her name is Robin. Before I forget to tell you, I'm offering a one-hour individual coaching and healing session for only $47, and this price is good for today. So email me at info@reginasisco.com. Okay, and Robin, so before we went to break, we were talking about you came to see me because you felt like you were literally carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders and carrying the burden of that responsibility on your shoulders as well.
Yes.
Okay, so I ended up doing some muscle testing and checked Robin's beliefs, and she did indeed have a belief that she was responsible for all others on the planet and in the world. Now, that's a fair level of responsibility.
Yes, it is.
So what I am doing is, with Theta Healing, I'm able to move into the Creator's energy and ask for a healing and clearing, which cleared that old belief. And the Creator puts a new program into place, and that new program was, she is not responsible for all others in the world. So what did you experience after that change, Robin?
I felt so much lighter, like I wasn't, as you said before, dragging around this giant boulder behind me. There's just a peace and a calm about my work. I know that people that need me will come to me, And that's as much as I can do, and that's as much as I'm called to do. And I actually had joy in my work instead of in my mind seeing myself working as though I have cattle going through a chute. I actually enjoy what I'm doing, and I'm able to take my time, and I understand that each person that comes to me is an individual, and their situation is individual, and there's just so much more joy with it, and I have such a peace with that. That's mm-hmm. probably the big thing.
Right. And so it also sounds to me like that pressure was removed as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So another tool of Theta Healing I want to share with the listeners is I can download energy is what this is called. So from the Creator, I can ask that new feelings be brought to the individual that reinforce this change. So what I had downloaded for Robin and asked for is that is the feeling to be free of the weight of the world on her shoulders and being free of that feeling of responsibility for others. And so I downloaded that, and after that, Robin experienced, I'll have her tell this too, that weight that she literally felt on her shoulders was lifted. So tell us about that, Robin.
Yes, and I actually feel as though I stand up straighter because I don't have that, be it imaginary or not, that feeling of this weight on my shoulders. And there was like this sort of muddy part of my mind that constantly went around with, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, and that's completely cleared.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. And then another issue that we had worked on was that you were experiencing struggle with your ability to receive abundance in your and ease in your life. So tell us a little bit about that.
I think we uncovered that I actually felt unworthy that or not deserving of it. And now we obviously cleared that because I had issues with money and my perception of money, and that's all cleared. It's I don't have any of those blocks. Even if I search for one to see if it's still there, it's not. Mm-hmm. I feel very free from all of that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And so as a result of that, so you're mentioning you're feeling free, but is there like a renewed sense of self-confidence?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. And a feeling that, yes, I am deserving, and the universe has gifts for me, and I'm ready to receive them. It's like, bring it on.
I like that. So, something else that I did is I also had downloaded after that the feeling of that you know what it feels like to be joyful in receiving this flow and abundance. So when people experience Theta Healing, I want to share this with the audience, that they can feel any number of things. People always feel lighter and more peaceful. Some people will actually feel a sense of warmth in their heart center. Some people are visual. They might see colors or images. Sometimes people feel a tingling sensation somewhere in their body, and any of those things are okay. It just happens to be how that unique individual processes the energy. So when I've did this download, do you happen to see any visual images, or do you feel, or is it a combination?
Yes. It's a combination. There's a physical aspect with me, and there's also a visual, and I see colors. sometimes. When you did that download, there was, I actually could visually see my crown chakra open, which is on the top of your head, and this pillar of like silver glitter coming through my crown chakra down through my body. And it gave me a feeling of just being light and burdenless and free, and it's almost like having an adjustment when your back is really out of alignment. It's like all of a sudden you feel very much in line with the universe and God's purpose for you.
Oh, how nice. Oh, I love this theta healing.
Yes.
And then, so this is a, for me, a very guided and intuitive process. You know, I'm working right in the Creator's energy, so the Creator's really guiding me through this whole process. And another thing that had come up with Robin, with this whole piece about abundance and not being joyful about money and struggle, I received that this was also an ancient lineage issue. So meaning that both in her mother's and father's lineage, there was that same belief system. So just like, you know, health issues, we carry our emotional issues through our DNA, through our ancient lineage to this lifetime. And I am also able to clear that ancient lineage and can clear the DNA, the DNA, so that, you know, the client is really clear. It's just another whole layer of healing and clearing that takes place. And I love this because I'm also able to carry it forward. So if there are children and grandchildren, they can also be cleared of this same pattern. So I don't know if you remember this, Robin, but do you happen to recall what you experienced after I cleared the lineage for you?
For me, it was just my attachment to there's not enough money, or there's not enough of this, or what if I don't make this much money that day? That's just gone. It's like every time I work, or if I'm given a tip, or if money comes in, it feels like a gift. Mm-hmm. And it feels more, it's like I rejoice in it rather than think, oh, that's all there is today.
So it's like a whole perception shift.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. It's like a brand new relationship with money.
Mm-hmm.
A good one. Instead of a dysfunctional one.
Great. Okay. And then, so another topic that we had cleared, and this was in another session, you were actually feeling like you were in a dark hole, so feeling kind of alone and overwhelmed. So can you describe this to us?
Yes. And it actually happened around the time when I moved my office, and I realized that it probably came from, as a child, we moved a lot, and it wasn't always good when we moved. And even though moving my office was a really amazing, wonderful adventure, I still went into this dark place in my head, and I could not shake it at all. And it was just, it was actually starting to consume me by the time I got to you.
Okay. And so when Robin came in, I did some more muscle testing, and there's a YouTube on my website that shows you about muscle testing. And the beliefs that came up was that she was, believed that she was unloved by the Creator and did not love herself. So again, I did the theta process of clearing those beliefs and bringing in those new feelings of being loved and accepted by herself and the Creator. And I also remember that I actually did some work. We did some work on like removing that whole dark space. Mm-hmm. And tell us about that, Robin.
Yes. Again, a visual. At one point during the session, I actually felt very much in the presence of God. And so I felt that God love or that universal love, and that it was all there for me. So that was an amazing feeling, that I'm not this being that is in that dark place in my head, that I'm actually a part of the universe, and all that love is there for me.
Separate and alone.
Right, right. Not alone at all. Yeah, I did not feel, even and in my visual, even though I was basically standing there alone, I did not feel that loneliness. I felt very much a part of everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to actually to clear and remove that whole dark space and send it into the light.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I could actually feel almost like a dark place in my brain being cleared and filled with light.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, that was a very powerful session. But what I love about the Theta healing process is, you know, these powerful shifts and healings and clearings occur, yet it is a very gentle process, wouldn't you say, Robin?
It is. It was emotionally hard for me, harder than the last ones, mm-hmm. but it was so gentle and loving that it was almost effortless.
Mm. Mm. Oh, I love to hear that. Effortless. Hey, just what we like. So it's actually time for me to take another break, and then we'll just wrap up quickly when I come back from break, Robin.
Okay.
You can learn more about my services and my work by going to www.reginasisco.com. And I want you to check out my website. I've got some upcoming classes on January 14th. I'm doing a group Theta healing session and a vision board class for love relationships on January 27th. And my special for today is I'm offering a one-hour individual coaching and healing session for only $47. And email me at info@reginasisco.com to schedule. And we'll be back after the break.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisco.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisco.com to get started. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and today I'm sharing some of my clients' personal stories of transformation. And I have a client on the line right now. Her name is Robin, and she's graciously joined us today in sharing her pretty amazing transformational experiences through my coaching and theta healing services and processes. So, Robin, how would you say your life is different now, or how do you experience your day-to-day life now that you've had these sessions and cleared some pretty significant blocks and fears in your life now?
Well, I've always been a pretty happy person, and I sort of approach life that way. But at the same time, I realize after the sessions that before the sessions, there were still these places in my mind that I would go to that were kind of dark, and I was showing the world one side of me, and but inside my head, there was this other thing going on. And I don't have that anymore. It is what you see. If I have a bad day, there it is. But for the majority of the time, I feel very peaceful. I feel very in touch with the universe. I feel calm. I don't have that burden that I did before. Mm-hmm. Life is good.
And would you say that do you feel a greater level of self-love and self-acceptance now than you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's such a big piece. So on my show last week, I had another client call, and she shared the same thing. Because that's really the message that I want to share with those listening, to let you know that, you know, clearing these old fears and old blocks, you know, can be kind of scary, just the thought of it initially. But when you take the action to do it, it is so transforming. You know, you change internally, your life changes, but that greater level of self-love and acceptance and that negative self-talk really ceases. And that's
right.
A gift just in itself, wouldn't you say, Robin?
Absolutely. Being more accepting of myself instead of having that talk that sort of internally puts yourself down about every little thing, having that gone is so liberating and so freeing. And even to the point of accepting your body for what it is and being happy with that. To me, that's been one of the things I've noticed lately, is that I'm very comfortable in my body. I'm comfortable with who I am and what I do and my personal mannerisms and habits. But being comfortable in my body, that's amazing.
And that's huge. That's huge.
Yes.
Because, you know, for women, you know, myself included, we're very critical. Our self-critic talks loud, really loud. And, you know, it kind of ranges the gamut from our self-image, our personal choices, our relationships, love relationships. You know, we can get ourselves into a downward spiral pretty darn quickly. So having these tools and methods of healing that really change that and alter that, so, you know, that spin doesn't happen so easily or as often, you know, is a beautiful thing.
Right. Transform it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely transformational. Well, Robin, thank you so much for calling in today. I really appreciate you sharing your experiences, and so happy with the results that you're experiencing too.
I'm very happy, and thank you for letting me share my story.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that was another really wonderful story. I'm so grateful for Robin calling in today and Carol calling in last week to share their stories. Because this is really the time, this energetic time that I've been talking about all of last year, of moving into that space of unconditional love. Excuse me. Of unconditional love for ourselves. And it's really just time to start peeling away all those layers of protection around our heart so that we can live in full joy and really integrate that joy into every part of our life. And, you know, I've got lots of stories. It's so funny, I probably had 10 stories listed here that I didn't even get to today, of women that I have worked with, you know, women who have felt rejected their whole lives, starting from being rejected by their parents and by relationships, and coming to see me and not wanting to feel rejected or not wanting to feel loved, and being able to heal and clear those feelings so they can love themselves. Because the more we can love ourselves, the greater love we can share with others. And it really comes back to that divine love of giving and receiving. The divine love starts with us, and then we can share that divine love with others. I have another person who had stopped dating for quite a while, and she wanted to re-engage. And her pattern was not treating herself respectfully, so then partners wouldn't treat herself respectfully. And this also stemmed from past relationships and also did go back to childhood for her. So I was able to heal and clear those old patterns and beliefs of, again, it was unworthiness, undeservingness. You know, these are common themes for us as women, not being able to stand in your power, not being able to speak your truth. All of these issues and roadblocks can be transformed where you can live the life that you deserve, that you desire, and you really can be joyful, because it's all about being joyful and experiencing a happy life. And I wanted to say, amazingly, it's time for me to wrap up already, to thank you so much for listening in, and thank you to the Voice America team, awesome, awesome, awesome team, and thank you for listening into the show, and I wish you a wonderful new year. And remember, my special is just for today only. Email me at info@reginasisco.com for an individual coaching and healing session for $47, good for today. And it's really been my pleasure of being with you today and sharing myself and my services with you. Because my desire is to be of service to you and to bring joy and goodwill into your life. So thank you for listening in. This is Regina Sisco with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisco, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.